بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Today inshallah we're going to cover the recommendations and encouragement of doing righteous deeds in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Our Salaf were well known in making every effort they can afford in worshipping Allah from all different kinds of worship. And one of the examples of that is Sa'id ibn Jubair. May Allah have mercy upon him. He used to exert his utmost effort in making righteous deeds on these 10 days to the point that no one could surpass him. And from the best righteous deeds that we are encouraged to do in these 10 blessed days, as mentioned from the scholars, are first and foremost performing a salat, praying of the wajib prayers on its due times, and increasing of the nawafil or sunnah prayers, which are the best ways to make good deeds with Allah. And it is narrated by Abu Abdurrahman Thawban, Mawla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, عليك بكثرة السجود لله فإنك لا تسجد لله سجدة إلا رفعك الله بها درجة وحط عنك بها خطيئة. رواه المسلم. That he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, you shall increase in your sujood to Allah, as with every sujood you make, he raises your rank for one degree and removes one of your sins. And this is reported by Imam Muslim. Therefore, this is one of the best and the greatest and most virtuous pious deeds Muslims should keep performing. They should keep performing the salah on time and in jama'ah. And also the nawafil, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said by narrating from his Lord in the Hadith al-Qudsi, وَمَا يَزَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَّيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أَحَبَّهُ. My worshipper continues to seek closeness to me by nawafil until I love him. And this is also in Sahih Bukhari. Another form of worship that is encouraged to do in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is by fasting. It is one of the main righteous deeds, rather, it is one of the best, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it for himself because of its significance and virtues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said once more in a hadith al-Qudsi, كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا صوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. متفق عليه. All the deeds of the son of Adam is for him except fasting, which is for me, and I reward it myself. And this hadith is agreed upon. Bukhari Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized on fasting the day of Arafah, which is one of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And he illustrated its significance as he said, صيام يوم العرفة احتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده. In رواه المسلم. Accordingly, a Muslim should fast the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah because the Prophet ﷺ has urged to make good deeds during these days. However, Imam An-Nawawi recommends to fast the 10 days. As he said, fasting these 10 days or fasting these days is highly recommended. A noteworthy benefit and mention, inshallah, pertaining of fasting all of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the scholars remarked concerning this issue that all the narrations regarding fasting on the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is reported weak and fabricated. However, there is no harm merely fasting it for the sake of doing righteous deeds without the intent of applying the weak and fabricated hadith, as is from the conditions of weak hadith. And Ibn Umar was from those who used to fast the 10 days of it, and many ulama have recommended likewise. Also, some of the scholars, they rebuke of fasting 10 days because they say it's not permissible to fast on the day of Nahar, the day of the sacrificial animal, which falls under the day on the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. And they use the hadith which is found in Sahih Muslim, where Aisha reported that the Prophet ﷺ did not fast the first 10 days. The ulama explained that he fasted some and left some. And they use this hadith as proof that he left the fast such on the day of An-Nahr, which is the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. There's also a fatwa by Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, that he was asked by a Muslim woman that she fasted the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and heard there were differences of opinion regarding that, as we have previously mentioned and clarified. So the Shaykh, himahullah ta'ala, he responded to her by saying, there is no problem if you fast the 7th, 8th, or 9th of Dhul Hijjah. There is no problem in this. Or if you fast more than this. The point is that they are days. Days of dhikr and fasting. If you fast it all 9 days, then this is good. If you fast a part of the 10, then this is also good. It is all good. If you suffice with fasting only Arafah, then this is the best day. And then Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, he mentioned the hadith about the reward of fasting on the day of Arafah, of the sins being removed from the previous year and the following year. And the Sheikh, he continues saying, it is a tremendous day. Everybody shall fast it except the pilgrims who are not to fast on the day of Arafah. And the Sheikh, he said, likewise are the rest of the days from the first day of Dhul Hijjah to the day of Arafah. It is recommended to fast the 9, but the best day is the day of Arafah. It is recommended to fast whether you live in Mecca or on the countryside. And the Sheikh, he concluded with his fatwa, or clarifying to the sister who asked the question, who was confused about the matter. He finally said that the exception is the day of Eid. It is not to be fasted by the pilgrims or others. It is the sunnah for the pilgrim not to fast on the day of Arafah. Rather, he or she should eat as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not fasting on the day of Arafah. End of his answer. The next righteous deeds that we are encouraged to do and is highly recommended is obviously making the takbir, the tahleel, and tahmeed. There are 3 forms of takbir in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The first form is that you say, and I say slow, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira. So this is one form. The second form is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. That's the second form. And the third form is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And that's the last form. So you can do any of these 3 forms as you wish, and that is easy for you to do so. And there's a hadith regarding this matter that highly encourages to do so, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min ayyam a'zam 'inda Allah wa la ahabba ilayhi al-'amal feehinna min hadhihi al-ayyam al-'ashr fa aktharu feehinna min tahleel wa takbir wa tahmeed." It was narrated by Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There are no days greatest to Allah, nor beloved to perform good deeds than these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah." So increase in tahleel, takbir, and tahmeed. Tahleel meaning by saying La ilaha illallah, tahmeed by saying Alhamdulillah, and takbir obviously meaning Allahu Akbar. And this hadith is reported by Imam Ahmed. Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala said, Ibn commented on this hadith, he said, Ibn Umar and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhuma were going out to markets in these 10 days glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying like Allahu Akbar, and people were repeating after them. When Umar radiallahu anhu was glorifying Allah in his tent at Mina, people in the masjid heard him, and accordingly they repeated after him. So did people in the market, to the point that Mina was trembling. Also Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was glorifying in Mina on these days, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, after prayers and in his bed as well as in his tent while he was sitting and walking all these days long. So he used to do it everywhere basically. And it is recommended to Muslims, and I say it is recommended to Muslims to declare glorifying Allah and to say it out loudly. Besides, they should avoid collective glorifying, as it is not been reported about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or any of the Salaf. And the Sunnah dictates us that everyone glorifies Allah to himself, meaning to oneself, not in a group. to remember Allah with much remembrance, praising Him, glorifying Him, glorifying His praises, and making the tahleel, saying La ilaha illallah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما من أيام أعظم من الله ولا أحب إليه العمل فيهن من أيام عشر ذي الحجة أو قال هذه الأيام فأكثر فيهن من تسبيح والتكبير وتحميد وتحليل. That the Prophet ﷺ said, in these days, remember Allah with much remembrance, praising Him, glorifying Him, and making of the tahleel, saying La ilaha illallah, which is declared Hasan by Ibn Hajar. Another form of doing righteous deeds in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is by performing the slaughtering of the animals for sacrifice. A lot of the Muslims forget about that great day and also about its great rank and virtue, despite the point of views of some of the scholars who believe that it is the best day ever of the year, even better than the Arafah day. The Prophet ﷺ said about this day, إِنَّ أَعْظَمَ الْأَيَّامِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى يَوْمُ النَّهَرِ ثُمَّ يَوْمُ الْقَرِ. That the Prophet ﷺ said, the best day in the sight of Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى is يَوْمُ النَّهَرِ, which is the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Eid al-Adha. Then يَوْمُ الْقَرِ, the 11th day of Dhul Hijjah, the day in which the pilgrims began their stay in Mina. And this is hadith as narrated by Imam Ahmed, Abu Dawood, and authenticated by Shaykh al-Albani. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned its permissibility in the Quran, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْهَرْ, that therefore turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice to Him only. And also it is narrated by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, who said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in Medina for 10 years. And every year he slaughtered a sacrificial animal. And this is by also reported by Imam Ahmed and the Tirmidhi, and Imam Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala made it sahih. And we like to quote from Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah ta'ala from his book Zad al-Ma'ad. He said regarding this matter, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam never missed slaughtering a sacrificial animal. He always slaughtered two rams, always sacrificing them after the Eid prayer. And he said, whoever slaughters before the Eid prayer, then it is not a sacrifice. It is simply considered meat that has been given to his family. And this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. And Ibn Qayyim continues in his book, Zad al-Ma'ad, regarding this matter. And a sacrificial animal may be offered on Yawm al-Nahar or on any of the 3 days that follow it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَكُلُّ أَيَّامٍ تَشْرِيقٍ ذَبَحٍ. All of the days of Tashriq are for slaughtering sacrificial animals. And what is known from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's teachings of slaughtering sacrificial animals, he used to select his sacrificial animals very carefully, making sure that they were free from defects, and he used to treat them well prior to slaughtering them. And he used to slaughter at the place where the Eid prayer took place. Finally, he addressed to the people that one sheep is enough for one man and his family, even if they are many. And this is the end of the quote of Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah from his book, Zad al-Ma'ad, regarding the matter of sacrificing. So I say, it is said that the day of Arafah is better than the days of Tashriq, which is the brief dwelling days in Mina, in the days of slaughtering a sacrificial animal. Another way of performing righteous deeds in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is making Hajj or Umrah. Performing Hajj and Umrah, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Umrah ila Umrah kafaratun lima baynahuma wal-Hajj al-Mabrur laysa lahu jaza' illa Jannah. That the performance of Umrah, it will remove any sins you have committed. And the reward of Hajj al-Mabrur, the acceptable Hajj by Allah, is nothing more, nothing given like in reward except Al-Jannah, the paradise. So they are one of the best righteous deeds in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. and whomsoever has been unable to perform Hajj or Umrah in the way that Allah accepts is rewarded. His reward will be in paradise, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith. And the Hajj al-Mabrur, which is consistent with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is free of any hypocrisy, showing off, obscenity, or wickedness. Rather, it is surrounded by pious and good deeds. Surrounded by pious people and good deeds. Another form of doing righteous deeds in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is giving out sadaqah. It is one of the righteous deeds which is highly recommended for Muslims to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged to do as he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun la bay'un fihi wa la khullatun wa la shafa'atun wal kafiruna humudh dhalimun. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, spend of that with which we have provided for you before a day comes when there will be no bargaining, no friendship, nor intercession, and it is the disbelievers who are the zalimun. Also, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned regarding this matter in Sahih Muslim that he said, "Ma naqasat sadaqa min mal." That he said, charity or giving sadaqa does not diminish or decrease anything from your wealth. Another form of making righteous deeds in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is by making tahajjud, is by praying tahajjud at nights. Praying tahajjud is also from the righteous deeds that is highly recommended to do during these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. For that, Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala said regarding this righteous deed in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah in his book Lata'if al-Ma'arif, he said, it is recommended to pray tahajjud during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, as Imam al-Shafi'i as well as other scholars have said that it is recommended to do so. Sa'id ibn Jubayr narrated a hadith in which he said that whenever the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah began, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu would exert himself to the limits of his ability. It has also been narrated upon Ibn Abbas that he said, do not turn out your lamps during the nights of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, because he was especially fond of worship during those days. And that's the end of the quote by Ibn Rajab. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.